stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Welcome back, Game Time 16, Torn of the Zone. 16tornofthezone.com, 16torn of the Zone mobile app. Doug LaMaurice, Cleveland.com, Kevin Kugler in the 12 o'clock hour. Got a couple of fun stories I want to hit on. Something that was written into a professional athlete's contract that just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Share that with you a little bit later on. And, you know, I'm always fascinated with what people will spend money on. There's something that I can't understand why people spend money on it. I really can't. Or the amount of money they spend on it, I should say. All that's still to come. But right now, you got to get 2, 3, and out.
First down, with football fast approaching, that means that we start to get, obviously training camp hasn't quite started yet, but the first step before we get to training camp is Nebraska Fan Day, and we have details that were released today.
What we got, man?
It's this Saturday, July 29th. With a movie being shown on Husker Vision at 8:30 after Fan Day. In case you're wondering, in the end zone that says Nebraska, you can find your offense and defensive lines. In the Huskers end zone, you can go check out the running backs, Coach Riley and Sean Eichhorst, and the quarterbacks. I imagine that will be the more busy end zone.
Tanner Lee will get a little beloved.
A little bit. Linebackers, receivers, and tight ends will be mirroring each other on about the 25-yard line, rather. Defensive backs are around the 40-yard line, and there's going to be various tents and stands around the field. So there you go. Go check it out. Nebraska Fan Day, 6 o'clock on Saturday.
And they're doing a movie, which I thought I heard it was going to be the Batman...
Lego Batman
Lego movie. Batman movie, yep. Correct? Yeah, okay.
Which is a good movie.
I've not seen it.
It's a pretty good movie.
I've not seen it. So, yeah,
there you people go. Get their go Batman check that Lego out. Man movie. There you go. Second down, Baltimore Ravens haven't had a terrific 24 hours. I mean, Joe Flacco, it was announced that he is going to miss around a week due to a disc issue in his back. But one of their offensive linemen, John Urschel.
Yeah. This also, is an interesting story.
Also a mathematics expert.
There was a Real Sports piece on him on HBO that was like, this guy's like a genius. From a genius mathematician.
But this guy is only 26 years old, and he announced that he is going to abruptly retire from football just before the first full team practice at training camp. And a team source did say that Urschel's decision was linked to the medical study that found 99% of deceased NFL players' brains had CTE.
Interesting.
And I think that this is just going to be... This is going to happen more and more.
Right.
Man, it's going to happen more and more. And
yeah, I think one of the things you could see is guys, maybe not, sure, you're going to see some guys that choose not to play, but you also could see some guys choose to retire early. Mm-hmm. Like
Chris Borland.
Borland's a guy that comes to my mind that seemed to have the future all in front of him from a football standpoint, decided he wanted to walk away from the game. And here, John Urschel, and the piece on Real Sports was interesting. This guy is a genius, and I think he feels like preserving his brain so he can continue to study math trumps anything else. So he is retiring in the wake of that CTE study. Amazing.
And trust me, like I know the football would do a lot of good for his life, but ultimately it just sounds like he made the decision what matters more to him, his brain or playing a sport. And I think what's going to happen more and more is players are going to start to choose their brains over a game.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because we both love the game.
Yeah,
but this is going to happen more.
I think. This pretty much goes without saying, but just a brain is different, man. It'd be one thing if, like, a study says that 99% of football players have to have a knee replacement. It's like, well, you can replace a knee and still, but like you only get one brain.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to Get Out and That's all the true. Things you can do with that movie.
But I want your eyes.
You only get one brain. And so I can understand people getting spooked by certain studies.
No. The brain controls everything in your body.
Yep.
And you only get one of them.
Yep.
You're right. Third down. This week in baseball people getting mad at nothing.
Uh-oh.
We see Texas Rangers.
Yeah, tell me about this story here.
Adrian Beltre, who is one of the more beloved baseball players in the league. It's hard not to like him. But this week in Baseball People Getting Mad at Nothing features umpire Jerry Davis, who was umpiring last night's Marlins and Rangers game down in Texas. And it's in the eighth inning. Adrian Beltre is on deck in an 18-6 game. Hardly anybody left in the stadium. This happened with Adrian Beltre being on deck.
Telling Adrian to get
Adrian to serve away.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, he's just been ejected. Kicked him out of the game. Come on. That is one of the strangest things I've seen. And now Jeff Bannister out. And he's going to have a word with Jerry Davis as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bannister ends up getting ejected as well. That is just absolutely nuts.
Audio was kind of hard to hear there, but essentially what happened, Adrian Beltre, which a lot of players do this, and there's not specifically a rule
right.
in baseball that says you must be standing
in that circle.
In the circle. Yeah. In the bat, you don't have to be in that circle. A lot of players will veer away from it because sometimes it's right in the line of like a foul ball.
Yeah.
So you get more behind the batter instead of over to the side.
Sure, you and want a vantage point.
Yeah, what Beltre did. But Jerry Davis took a timeout from the game to instruct Beltre to move back over to the on-deck circle. And because it's lighthearted and because it's an 18-6 game, Beltre joked around and moved the on-deck circle over to where he was standing. And instead of just laughing it off, Jerry Davis kicks him out of the game.
What a joke. That is ridiculous.
Baseball people, they're the worst.
So technically, there isn't necessarily a rule.
No, there's
that
not.
Says you got. I mean, that's amazing. So it's just like that was just annoying him.
Yes, and so we kicked him out because he was annoyed.
Yeah, in an 18-6 game in the middle of the season, like, come on, man.
Who
cares? What was going? Like, that's one of the things that I always feel like with officials or umpires or whoever. One of the things they got to be able to do is he was clearly having like a bad day. And he brought that with him into the game.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you have to be able to do as an official is whatever's happening outside of your life or outside of what you're doing, like you got to be able to leave that at home.
Yes.
And he clearly brought that stuff with him. And that's a joke.
And of course, that led to an argument with the Rangers manager, and he got ejected. It was just a mess. In a game,
Any dirt kicking?
I didn't see any dirt kicking.
Any nose-to-nose,
I didn't
good
see,
umpire.
Well, there's always nose-to-nose
stuff. The nose-to-nose stuff. Why is it in that, like, baseball managers and like, it's always nose-to-nose. Like, what is it about those arguments that always get you don't necessarily see a whole bunch of nose-to-nose stuff with, like, officials for basketball and basketball coaches.
And I don't understand
it's
the appeal.
You know?
Like, I don't want to smell the umpire's breath. I don't want to almost kiss him.
Yeah, I mean, ask Tristan Thompson and David West that.
I feel like you see a lot more nose-to-nose when you get player and player interactions in the other sports, especially in football. You go face-mask to face-mask. But, yeah, the manager and umpire dynamic, it's maybe there's a little something going on with them. Maybe there's a more romantic twist than maybe we're giving them credit for.
Apparently. Maybe they just, it's like, guys, just go for it. Just kiss.
Yes.
You know?
Just do it already.
Just kiss already, all right?
That's Serena out.
I still can't believe Tristan Thompson and David West kissed. NBA Finals Game 5. They kissed, all right?
It was a romantic moment.
There is no other way around it. They kissed.
It's a romantic moment, man.
This was playing at Oracle. They just got in the Shakira She-Wolf mode and decided, you know what? We're going to kiss. There's just no other way around it. All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 to go. Kevin Kugler, Doug Lamorie still to come. But coming up next, something that everybody wants to just chalk up to. It's like, it's innocent, whatever, that I do have a problem with. I'll explain next.